You've got to tune to the afternoon show. It is listener-powered KEXP 90.3 FM in Seattle, heard all over the world online, kexp.org. You just heard music from LCD Sound System from the new release, Electric Lady Sessions, basically the band playing live in studio, doing some radical reworks of some of from some of their songs, as well as some cool covers. And you heard a different version of You Wanted a Hit. Marabou State, right before that, remixing Fatboy Slim's Praise You, and Ross from Friends remixing Marabou State's Wallflower. Starting off the set, as I am excited to welcome Marabou State live on the afternoon show, Chris Davids and Liam Ivory. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. You're playing tomorrow night at Numo's.
We are. We can't wait. Very excited.
It's going to be a great space to see you. They put in a new sound system about a year ago. It just sounds really awesome in there.
Perfect.
And it's a really, really tight, intimate space. So, again, thanks for joining me on the afternoon show. Do you mind introducing who you've got with you today?
Yeah, of course. It would be my pleasure. So, yeah, we're here with our drummer, Mr. Johnny Cade. We are here with bass player and percussionist extraordinaire, Mr. Jonjo Williams. And then we have the lovely Miss Holly Walker on vocals. And then we also have our front of house engineer, Mr. Johnny Famous, who's in the other room, and our trusty backline tech, Alistair Pritchard.
It's great having you here. It is Marabou State Live on KEXP.
crisis over your slow pulse rate. I'm picking up more nervous ticks. You're staying inside, playing dead. And every time my dog boxes a bomb dropping overhead. You control your breathing, but you can't control.
Sounding absolutely fantastic. Marabou State live in studio here at KEXP. Lots going on in the studio right now. This is cool. Two songs from the most recent album. You just heard Nervous Ticks and The Feel Good starting off that set, a song that you guys collaborated with KEXP faves Kroonbin on. And so Kingdoms in Color, just one of the best albums of last year, wonderfully seductive and radiant. And there was about a 3-year gap between that album and Portraits, the debut album. I know you toured extensively in between that time. And traveling's so great. It's so great at opening one's mind and to different perspectives and to a more empathetic worldview. And could you tell me about the role that music has played for you in expanding your horizons culturally?
That's a good question. I think for us, like every place that we travel to, we've kind of like picked up records from there or samples, or and all of that has just inspired us massively into what we're doing.
I think like when we first started, like on the first record, we were just starting to kind of get into world music and listen to music from other parts of the world, and it was kind of an insular album, and then we got to travel, luckily, from the first album, and then that's when we really started to like indulge in music from different parts of the world. And it became like a really big influence for us, and it definitely grew massively over that period.
Are you crate diggers?
I wouldn't say no. Unfortunately not. We've delved into it every now and then, but yeah, no.
So it's just mostly through the experiences or people you're meeting on the road?
Yeah, mainly all through like going out to shows when we're abroad, or like collecting samples from music that we've had in the street.
Meeting people.
Yeah, meeting people.
Sharing music and stuff. Like we collect vinyl, like because we like having it, but because we're a bit younger, it's not like going and hunting in the record stores was not something we ever really did as kids. We're like, so we find our music online,
yeah,
or just through connection with people like in person.
Oh, and also recording stuff, because Chris, I know you've mentioned that you record a lot of field recordings,
yeah,
on the road. And I love what you said. Something you were comparing it to traveling with a camera.
Yeah, I just feel like, for me, I personally don't travel with a camera. I have a little bit on this trip, but prior to this, I haven't. And for me, like grabbing field recordings is like taking a memento from wherever I am in the world. And it's like taking a little snapshot and like a memory, and it kind of feels really nostalgic.
Now, there's a lot of different styles of, sampling, and a lot of times it sounds like cut up, and that's all cool and okay. But you guys really seamlessly work in your field recordings and your samples as part of just inherently part of the songs themselves. And I think you do a great job at that.
Thank you.
Can you give me a few specific examples of some of the field recordings or samples that showed up on some of the songs on this most recent album, like Nervous Ticks? Is there anything in there?
There's Nervous Ticks. Correct me if I'm wrong, because my memory's not very good. But Nervous Ticks is from Beijing, yeah, where we went into a music store and we recorded a...
Oh, man. Don't put that on me.
It's a long-stringed instrument. And we snuck in there and like pretended to be looking around, but we were secretly recording everything and plucking at the instruments. And that was like, that sample was the basis of Nervous Ticks originally. That was like the first thing started off there. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's super cool. And that you can do that in a way that makes it sound like your own songs. Or they are your own songs, but, you know, like just so seamlessly incorporated into the tracks, even to the point where you might not remember where they came from originally. And I love this idea of just collecting sounds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big part of... I think it's always been a big part of the music we made.
Yeah.
So to what extent does environment matter when actually recording an album?
Yeah, like for us, it's paramount. It's absolutely everything. From the first album where we first wrote it, it was, like I said, very insular. It was in a shed in my parents' garden.
That's what it was called, right? Your studio, the shed?
The shack in the back, yeah. And we were in the forest, we were in like the suburbs, and like that really fed into the music. And on the second album, we moved into London. And when we first started writing, for almost a year maybe, we really struggled. We couldn't, like new surroundings, new studio. We couldn't really get anything done, so we started packing our studio up and moving out to the countryside for a week or two at a time. We would hire these cottages or barns, and we'd move our kit in there, and we'd just write for 2 or 3 weeks. And it was those trips that actually gave us the ideas that we took back to London and then kind of made them all like part of the record.
So you'd almost do like pre-recording sessions?
Yeah, kind of. They were more like, so we'd have a week and just map out loads of ideas, just do 5 or 6 different random, like, you know.
And what was important about that? Was it just being isolated and not distracted?
I think, yeah, in the end, when we look back, it is just purely the isolation of it all. Because like Liam said, that's what we had back at the old studio. But in the end, we kind of learned to channel the sort of hecticness of London into the music. So like songs like Turn Mills, we would have never written anything like that back in the shack.
Countryside, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, in the end, it's, I guess for us, it's all about, it takes us time to adapt, and it took like a year and a half to just feel rooted in London.
Yeah, part of that could have just been the intensity being on the road too, you know, just needing to decompress a little.
I think, yeah, that could have played a part.
So we just got back from a week in London, our first broadcast live there. Man, it's such a great scene.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? The building next door to where you did your session.
Yeah, 9294.
That's our studio.
No way.
That's exactly, that's where we wrote this album. Yeah, so funny.
Hackney Wick.
Yeah.
It's not Acne-wick.
It's not
Acne.
It's some.
Billy Bragg said, you got to drop the H, Acne-wick.
Acne-wick, yeah.
And no, it's not, like, I don't know.
No, it's an incredible place. It's changed so much over the years, but it's been perfect for us to make this record there.
Yeah, you could feel it. It felt like sort of an interesting, I mean, you're in the middle of a huge city, but it felt sort of isolated in its own way. Like,
yeah. Holly lives there, yeah. Actually.
An amazing graffiti. So there are people that live there. The streets were pretty bare.
It's a funny place because everyone lives in the warehouses and in different parts. Like, most people, I'd say, live further away from the train station. So when you get there, it looks quite desolate and suburban. But it's not.
Holly's lurking around the corner.
So the first song you played... Feel Good, you collaborated with Kurumbin on, and man, we love them here. How'd you hook up with them, and what was that like?
So we first heard them about 2 years before making any music with them, and they became like our favourite band, I think, during that time. And then we were playing a show at Coco in Camden in London, and we just hit them up asking if they wanted to support us. And then they played the show, and then afterwards we were like, right, we definitely need to get a collaboration going. And there was just multiple sort of trips. When they were touring in the UK, they'd come over to our studio, and then actually ended up getting the song that we wrote together got finished through them just sending back and forth files whilst they were on their tour bus.
Yeah. So I know you use a lot of samples and field recordings and incorporate those into songs. Was this a different type of experience, actually having them, at times at least, in the studio and working on ideas together?
It was, but it, like Chris was saying, because like in times we were just sending files back and forth, it was kind of similar to our normal process. But it was funny because the second time, like on this second album, we made a very conscious like decision to work with more people, because the first one was, like, as I said, very insular. It was kind of a new experience, but we still somehow managed to kind of work it in the same way that we always do.
How important is it for you as artists to kind of force yourself to work outside of your comfort zone?
I think it's really important. It's something that we probably didn't realize as much on the first record, and we went into the second album probably being quite sort of stubborn and pig-headed about it. But it was actually sort of like opening our minds up and forcing ourselves out of our comfort zones that shaped this record. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it's super important.
Well, congrats on a great album, Kingdoms in Color, and playing tomorrow night at Numo's here in Seattle, then Saturday night up in Vancouver, then down in Portland on Sunday night, and heading on down to California after that.
Yeah, there's a lot left.
Yeah. Are you going to be touring like nuts, or?
Yeah, I mean, we've been in the US now for a week and a half, I think, and we just drove from Minneapolis like nonstop to get here. Which we're absolutely loving. It's not a bad thing at
all. It was like 40 hours in total, but it was incredible.
It was incredible. But then, yeah, as soon as this tour's done, we're straight into Brixton in London, a UK tour, then a European tour, then we're going to Morocco. Wow. So we've got a lot.
That sounds fantastic. I got to ask, what made the drive? Because I've done this a bunch of times from Minneapolis to Seattle. Fantastic.
It was a completely new experience for all of us. None of us had ever done a drive like that, and especially in America. And the scenery in, was it?
Montana
yeah. was like, you know, mountains in the background and snow everywhere.
It's incredible, the expansiveness as you're going through the Dakotas, and then the first part of Montana is still flat, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got its own sort of zen rhythm.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah.
Great having you here. How about a couple more songs? It is Marabou State Live on KEXP.
Thank you.
inside. All unheard voices quietly taking aim, write their lives on the window panes. We'll be right back.
It's Marabou State live on the afternoon show. Two songs from the most recent album, Kingdoms in Color, the song Glass Houses and Veil, and sounding absolutely fantastic playing at Numos tomorrow night. One last question, Chris and Liam. You both write, well, one, you're known for these wonderful, epic live shows. You write these songs basically as a duo in the studio. How do you translate them to the live setting then?
It takes a very long time, and it's something we've been crafting and trying to improve on since the first album. One of the main steps this time around was bringing on Jonjo, bringing another player in, just because there is quite a lot of different things going on at once, and one thing that's always been really important to us is that it's as live as possible. So having another player has really helped that. But yeah, it takes a long time of just sitting down and trying to figure out the best way to do it. And something we've always done as well is that we don't try and think about the live project at all when we're writing the record.
Yeah.
Just try and keep those two things separate.
Come up with great songs and then figure out a way to make them live.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listeners are in for a treat again, playing at Numos tomorrow night in Vancouver, BC on Saturday, then Sunday in Portland, then down in California, back to the Ace in Brixton, you said, and yeah. Morocco, all over the place. Have a great time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Again, thank you, Liam, Chris, Holly, Jonjo, and Johnny, and what was the crew?
And Johnny and Ali.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here at KEXP, and huge thanks to the KEXP audio video team and also to all of our donors who make these kind of sessions possible.
Yeah, thank you so much. This has been like a big dream for us for a long time, so thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's awesome. It is KEXP Seattle.